Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Hope it's going well. Looks pretty solid outside.
Gonna be a good weekend.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Are you saying that because you're about to be out on a boat?
I can confirm that.
Okay. Yeah, I was like,
it ain't gonna be like Aruba though. Yeah, all that wind.
Yeah, is it gonna be windy? Is that gonna be the issue here?
All right, here's what we're gonna do. If you weren't listening, I mentioned that that Aruba is not my primary.
He's not a fan of Aruba at all.
No, it's a gorgeous place.
Everybody else, when they hear Aruba, they think, "Oh, ooh, nice vacation." His first thing was, "I don't know, it's a little windy."
No, it's a nice vacation.
we brought up show like, "Oh yeah, show us Aruba." Yeah. The first thing you thought was, "Oh, it's windy there." Yeah, no, okay. I wouldn't go there.
Did I say it like that?
Yes.
Did I say it like that?
That's what it sounded like.
I wouldn't go there.
Aruba is a nice spot. It's a gorgeous place. All that. What I said. And I'm leading something here, and we'll get right to it.
If you say so.
It's extremely windy in Aruba. It really is. And I probably wouldn't go back because of that. It's on the trade winds. It's always blowing. Sometimes it blows harder than others, but it's really.
And he said this after we said, oh, Ron is vacationing in Aruba.
I hope he has a fantastic
time. My first thought was, ooh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope he has a great time. Here's what we're going to do. Don't give him any tips. Just say, how was it over there?
How was the weather?
I'll bet you he's going to bring it up.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's the way that we'll test this. And I really and truly hope that he goes, oh, man, it was beautiful, so that you can feel
silly. Well, it is beautiful.
The weather was nice.
No. You were saying that the first thing out of his mouth,
it was so damn windy out there. No, I did not say that.
I almost blew over.
And then we got to ask him, would you go back?
Okay.
But you're going to lose this. I hope you know this.
Am I?
Yes. Yes, you are.
There's no way in hell Ron coming in. Man, you know what?
No.
It's probably about six on the list.
No, he's going to say it was gorgeous. We had a great time. Hopefully, anyway. And I'll bet you at some point he's like, man, kind of windy. Or we'll ask him about the weather, too.
Okay.
If he doesn't say that. Yeah.
All right. Enough weather talk in this moment. But how about a little bit of offensive line talk here, especially since apparently some publications are knocking the entire Texans offensive ranking down in the bottom half of the league because of the offense.
Baby.
That's unbelievable. But Titus Howard, who it seems very clearly is your new right guard on this team. He's lined up almost exclusively there in OTAs. And he looks bigger as discussed by Ron and Clint when they were out there at OTAs. And he confirmed it himself on his Twitch. Apparently he went live on Twitch yesterday and was talking to fans. And some of the kind of takeaways, I was like, I wonder if this show is some level of proof of, you know, what we've been looking for a long time last year. And then what D'Amico has talked about in a mindset change that he feels is palpable with that offensive line. And within that, when Titus was on this live stream, some of the things he talked about on his Twitch, talked about adding muscle during the offseason. So that's a confirmation that he is he is making himself into a bigger dude, which makes sense, right? You play on as a tackle. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to move a little bit more. You move into guard. You're playing in here with these big boys. There's not as much of the movement. You got to just be able to be strong and play in that phone booth, and you want to have that strength. And it seems like, boom, that falls in line with what has kind of been, you know, observed and what is reasonable to think in that moment.
Right.
On top of that, he said that he appreciates being valuable on the line. And he went further talking about how Cole Popovich is a dog and that we'll see improvements this year and that he's enjoying this new Nick Haley scheme much better. Those are some of the quick highlights that were talked about. In addition to, and this was the thing that really got me, he also said that he didn't like being moved around a lot before he knew how valuable he was to the team.
Yeah.
And if you'll remember, I mean, December of 2024, I mean, not more than 6 months ago, when the Texans had Titus have to play left guard for you, his response to that and talking about that, he said, I'm a tackle, but if I can play guard and help us win, I'm going to do that. He still viewed himself as a guard. So he talks about, like, I feel valuable and I, you know, moving around. I didn't like moving around until I learned how valuable. That still feels like a dude who's like, don't really like moving around. But now he is very much in that space where he's like, you know, I'm guard, basically.
No, he would he say that again? I don't think so. I think he feels
about the I'm a tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like his eyes have been opened and it has nothing to do with money. He's gotten paid.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of, like, guys want to be able to fit and excel and get the next contract eventually. Especially on the offensive line where you can play for a long time. So I'm feeling this as a real testament and commentary on, again, I've almost hesitated to bash on it, but it just seems so obvious now, what they were doing in the past.
Correct.
Like, what they were doing in the past, it's like he didn't like guard then for a number of reasons, and he thought of himself as a tackle. And I think the biggest reason, you pointed to it, you said, well, you know, at guard it stands to reason you're going to be bigger, you're going to be in that phone booth, you're going to be, you know, more power, but not really in Slowick's offense, not as much in Slowick's offense. They want those guards to, you know, to be able to move and get to the second level and all that. But in this offense, see, I think it's a
commentary. Whatever this offense is.
Well, we know what it is now. I mean, we're not even going to discuss that anymore, are we? I mean, we're going to discuss it. Like, it's a power gap scheme.
It does seem like that's the case.
I mean, in my mind, it's not even a question anymore. I'll put it that way.
It really does seem like that's the case. From the A32, they said they saw Titus at Cosmic Air. I'm not sure exactly what that is. I'm going to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, they said they're 6'5", 315. He made them feel tiny. Dude is a giant.
Yeah.
And I just looked at it. He was listed at least last season, 6'5", 322. And if you feel tiny at 6'5", 315, and we've had guys out there at practice saying he is noticeably bigger. What are we guessing? 330, 335?
Yeah, at least 340.
And he always been a big guy,
big
too.
Big dude. And now he's bigger. I look at this as, like, he loves what they're doing now. It fits him better. And, you know, adding all this muscle and size over the offseason, I think he's buying in. I think he's buying in. Like, you know what? I can make a long career right here.
But isn't he now, in some ways, the Laremy Tunsil of this group, in that, like, he seems like he's the leader in this group, right? Like, he seems like he is at least situated to possibly be a leader in this group.
I'll go with that. Situated. I don't know who's who up there. Cam Robinson would be the most other one, you know, most obvious other one.
Right. Or maybe you go Trent Brown. I mean, he is a veteran guy, but I don't know what his play is going to be.
He might take on this leadership role this year.
I'm not saying no. You know, I'm just saying the second way you put it, in line to become that, I would agree with. But I think he's comfortable, and I think it fits him. And, you know, Popovich, you know, that's another sort of indicator of how things were last year, and it wasn't great. You know, Popovich seems to have the support of the players, and there was always this – was it Aaron Wilson had the report? Popovich was the guy that kind of, like, put his arm around the guys figuratively and said, hey, this is what we want to teach you. But then, Strasser was like, no, or whatever, because the system didn't fit. The style didn't fit. The technique is something that I've mentioned a lot. I think the technique of how they're blocking is going to be vastly different. And I think Titus Howard feels that and sees it.
Right. And I mean, it's confirmed by what he said to, like, his Twitch stream. And from the A32, thank you for clarifying. Cosmic Air is an indoor playground for kids. And don't you love that I don't know that as a 33-year-old single man? Like, aren't you happy that I did not know that off the top of my head?
I had no clue either.
I'm glad. There we go. When you look at it, like, you talked about this being a gap scheme, I think that we're getting pretty good confirmation as we put the dots together. And I imagine, there's people that have been in this place already. But Brett Coleman, who does, you know, writes about football, creator of the Film Room, he was talking about it. You know, Nick Caley, and one of the things that he understands is that McVay brought in Caley to help, you know, from the Patriots, because remember he was tight ends coach there, came in as, you know, a tight ends coach, or no, run game coordinator there in
New England?
In L.A. with the Rams.
Oh, I know he pass game coordinator.
Pass game, rather.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And apparently he was brought in to help move the Rams from where they were with Gurley era, doing kind of more zone running, into a gap scheme that they started doing a little bit more, especially seeing, what was it, Kyren Williams, right? Seeing him excel more in that gap scheme, which that's what he knows. And that probably points that, I mean, if that, we're talking about that with the Rams as well, where we're like, hey, you know, Rams also have these different styles. If that was the idea, he's here to help them transition. The idea is not just that, you know, he can do that, but this, he's maybe being viewed as some level of expert in gap scheme type situations. And if you have a level of expertise, that feels like something that you would bring to the table. On top of the idea of gap scheme is more for these bigger, stronger guys, which we talked about with this offensive line.
Yeah.
It didn't really feel like your guys fit your scheme. If you're talking about fitting the scheme, here are just some of the guys. We talked about Tytus Howard and the size that he has been added. Some of the guys that we're seeing at least consistently. Cam Robinson is a 6'6", 335 tackle. Lakin Tomlinson, who has been the dude who we've seen more frequently at left guard. Not saying that he's definitely going to be that guy. Of course, they've talked about moving guys around. Lakin Tomlinson, 6'3", 323, as a relatively bigger guy. And then we talked about how, you know, Tytus was listed at 322 with his 6'5 frame, and he's already kind of looked bigger and built up more. It feels like they are really situating both the, you know, the talent that they have, but then also Nick Caley with the scheme that he's bringing in with, it seems like an expertise that he has for that gap scheme type situation.
And you're not even mentioning the draft pick.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Monster.
Yeah, know, with Ariante Ursary. That's true.
You know, and that's why, I was kind of laughing when Nick Caserio was on with the guys and said, no, we never really draft for need. Well, you kind of did, because it also is a tell on the offense, because they have these big guys. And I think as far as Caley and what Brett Coleman was talking about, no, I definitely feel not only, you know, because we talk about the pass game and all that, and he's going to lean so heavily on Gerard Johnson. I think he's going to lean heavily on Gerard Johnson because he's bringing in exactly what he was supposed to do for the Rams.
The run game.
Yeah, just the run game, the power, the scheme.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like all of this leads to a situation where the offensive line and the mindset that it feels like we could see viscerally while watching these games is changing, because one thing I know for certain is if you task dudes with doing things that they can't do, frustration is inevitably going to be
or not total buy-in.
If you task things with doing things that with doing things that they're built to do, you give yourself a better opportunity for them to latch on and feel good about it. And it feels like, Maybe I'm stretching too far, but this kind of Tytus Howard in his free time, of his volition, talking to people directly
in
a Twitch situation, kind of talking about, one, you know, the ways that he feels valued, because that not that doesn't just speak to Kaylee, but I imagine mm-hmm. that's in part because of Kaylee. That speaks to the ways that D'Amico Ryans has managed this, the way that obviously I think Nick Caserio just as a whole has managed this, if you can give him credit for that as well. But I think that also speaks to like the system that they have there and looking at it. And I imagine if you're being explained to, hey, this is why we're doing things, this is what we want you to do, and you go, it makes sense and it feels like something I can go dominate, I think that that's going to change the mentality for him. Mm-hmm. And it feels like he has an opportunity to be the kind of point person that helps to change for the entirety of the offensive line.
How did D'Amico put it in when he was talking about the mentality of the offensive line? Was it vastly? No, it wasn't vastly different. It was like just so obvious is what he was saying. The difference between the offensive line.
Drastically changed.
That's it. Drastically changed.
Drastically changed, if I could read my own chicken scratch.
Yeah, drastically changed. That says a lot. And that's not just, you know, their play, because the play improves, and it's just been OTAs. The play improves when there is that buy-in and you got the right guys for that system.
Yeah, and so, I mean, this is where I will look up and I go, okay, I see what you guys, at least the type of guys that you brought in the offensive line. I still think, hey, man, I would love to see a level of talent that's different here, right? You can't tell me that Kevin Zeitler would not have been a fit for this, a dude who was I can't remember exactly the height. Oh, 6'4", 340. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't tell me that that size is not fit in with what we're talking about here. However, I could see at least the thought process. I could kind of follow in line with the line of what we're talking about here. And I could see the pathway in the same way we were talking about with game one of the NBA Finals, where, okay, I'm seeing the door open and the path to get the victory.
You may not have a lot of confidence, and clearly outsiders don't. But you could see where it would get
there. I can see the path to having not just an offensive line that is passable, but an offensive line that could actually have a little edge to it, which is something that people were clamoring for. And so I feel great about that. And then also, in a way, this could be a rehabilitation opportunity for Dameon Pierce as well, right? Because that's one of the things we talked about with running back core, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that if they unlock Dameon Pierce.
Because year one, Dameon Pierce was a menace.
He got some work done, that's for darn sure. And then it just completely fell off. And he fell out of their graces as well. And it couldn't have been just Bobby Slowick, you know, that didn't want to play.
You sure? The way that Bobby Slowick said, like, of course, it was this way is afterwards, highway, hindsight. Like, maybe it could have, but I just like the idea of not just DP as a running back too, but DP as a tandem back.
As just,
right? Because if you get year one Dameon Pierce along with Joe Mixon, that causes some real problems.
That said, they did bring in Woody Marks, so you know they're going to try to find that tandem or that backup one way or another.
Yeah, so I just found that interesting, and maybe I'm extrapolating a lot from a dude who got on Twitch on a Thursday night, but it really does feel like
you was actually on there.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't.
Okay.
I was trying to do a lot of things on.
I'm about
Thursday
to say
night.
You be watching the Twitch.
I didn't know he had a Twitch, but you know who's about to subscribe to that mug just in case he pops on there and starts talking again. Your boy.
Now, was he on there just talking or was he playing a game?
I don't know for certain.
Because I know he a gamer.
I didn't get a chance to actually watch it, unfortunately. But thankfully, somebody was watching and decided, hey, Texas Nation, I want you to know what I heard on there. So shout out to Titus Howard for one, like, I think finding a level of growth within himself. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds kind of paternalistic to say it that way. But just the idea that he was like, yeah, I didn't really like being moved around, but I now better understand how they value me and what it means to the team. And so I'm willing to do that, and I feel comfortable doing that. Like, that kind of idea, I love that for him, and I love that for that level of growth for what that could mean for the entirety of the offensive line, what was clearly a weakness of this Texas team last year that they're trying to turn into some level of strength. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about that time where we do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.